Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Chris Broussard, happy anniversary. Rob Guerra, happy anniversary. Alex Teicher, happy anniversary. Steve DeSager, happy anniversary. Lee DeLapp,
hey, Steve.
Happy anniversary. And everybody else who's helped us along the way. Scott Shapiro, Don Martin, everybody at Fox Sports Radio, thank you. 3 years down, Chris. Monday we start our fourth year, and we're very happy.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Look at you. Your wife probably has to tie a string around your finger for your anniversary. Look how much energy you have. Chris,
yay.
Stick your chest out. Feel good about it. Grab that radio mic and pull it close to you and make love to that microphone tonight.
Oh, gosh. Wait, no. All right, enough is enough.
Yes.
You've gone too far, all right? Will you stop it, please?
Oh, it feels so
all right,
good.
This is cool. This is the jam.
It is.
But you better play the bongos after this. Let it breathe.
Let it breathe.
Let it breathe. Just bring in them bongos in a moment.
Love that. Love it. Love it.
That is funky. That is
funky.
Here
we go.
All right. No bongos. We good. We got to move on. We got Lamar Mitchell coming up at the bottom of the hour, Rob, to get everybody ready for the weekend.
Yes, we got to do better on our picks. I was 1-4. You were 2-3.
Yeah, it was a rough week. I might surprise you with some of my picks this week.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Week two is always interesting because, Rob, you don't know, right? You don't know what was real in week one. You know what I mean? Is Pittsburgh really that good? Is Philadelphia really that good? Is Atlanta really that bad? And so on and so forth.
Atlanta's really that bad. I'm going to say that.
I do tend to agree with that.
Chris, something's not right with that. I know they, you know, got a new coach and – I mean,
you got to give it time, but it was bad. It was ugly a week ago, that's for sure. But several big-name quarterbacks, Rob, struggled mightily. Aaron Rodgers, Andy Dalton, I mean, he's not much of a name, but, you know, he struggled. Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, all of those guys lost, Rob, and you know – the stat, when you're 0-2, it is only about 12% of the teams make the playoffs that start 0-2. Certainly not impossible, but it's tough. And in the last 2 years, even last year, Rob, when they expanded to 14 teams in the playoffs.
Right.
Even last year, all 11 teams that started 0-2 missed the playoffs. So the last year, 20 teams started 0-2, 20 failed to get to the postseason. So
that's
that
incredible.
In and of itself,
yeah,
that puts pressure on all the quarterbacks that lost last week. But I'm going to throw this out to you, Rob. What quarterback do you think this week is facing the most pressure?
And Baker Mayfield. Those two guys, Chris and Baker, you know, like they played well enough early on to win that game. It didn't happen. I think, right, Baker had no touchdowns in that game, correct?
Right. But he didn't play poorly.
Played pretty well. I know, but I'm just saying. I think it's a big game for Cleveland because they're the ones trying to prove that it wasn't a fluke and they're at home. It's an important game for them. They don't want to be 0-2. I'm going to say, and Dallas doesn't want to be 0-2, although they're in a weaker division, but
right.
Philly
they'll,
won.
They'll be able to survive.
Right. They might be that team, Chris, that bucks it, being 0-2 and still be able to win that division. But Washington won a game it had to win and should have lost. That's a good sign when you can win a game that you should have lost. And Philadelphia, is it fool's goal or not, played well and won game one.
Jalen Hurts looked really
another
good.
One. Right, he played great in that game. So I'm going to say it's Baker Mayfield and the Browns. I think Baker Mayfield, they have to win that game.
Well, first to get to the 0-2, I do think this year there'll be a few teams, if they lose. Like if Baltimore, Rob, loses to Kansas City, which there's no shame there, I still think they would make they'd have a great shot at making the playoffs. You know, they could bounce back from that. And I think Cleveland won't lose to the Texans, I don't believe. But if Green Bay won't lose either. Dallas, as you said, they should be able to survive in the NFC least. So
right.
The reason I don't put the pressure on Baker is because, Rob, I can't even fathom. I can't even vision. I can't imagine, conjure up, daydream about them losing to the Texans.
The Texans played well, Chris. I know you wanted that. I know it was Jacksonville.
Yes, Jacksonville.
It was Jacksonville. You give them a little feeling of, you know, like you can, like they were supposed to have a gloom and doom season. And they were underdogs in their own building against a rookie quarterback and a rookie NFL head coach. That's how bad people thought they were going to be. That team didn't show up on Sunday. That's all I'm saying.
They look good. They look good. I give you that. But I just can't imagine. And I'm with you. I see. That's why I don't think there's pressure on Baker, because I think they're going to win. Definitely. But to your point, if they do lose, now all of a sudden, Baker is definitely got the target on his back. Dak played so well in week one, and I know he didn't win, and that's been the thing. He puts up these numbers, but they don't win. But these numbers were different, Rob. And you know that, like last year, a lot of those big games, because he didn't have a huge game every game. He had three incredible games as far as yardage.
No,
one
right,
he threw for
right.
over 500, two others he threw for well over 400. But they lost. And those games, those yards came in the second half when they were down big and the defense was soft because the lead was big. And in last week against Tampa Bay, I mean, he moved the ball up and down the field and just got no support from the defense. So that's why I don't put the pressure on him or Baker. I'm going to put it on Aaron Rodgers. I didn't say Andy Dalton because, you know, come on. We don't expect much from Andy Dalton. We're not going to – if he goes out there and has a clunker, you know, it's almost expected. So I'm going to put it on Aaron Rodgers. Obviously, he's got the better track record than any of these guys, and I do believe he'll bounce back. But, Rob, there none of the other quarterbacks – and this could be totally unfounded, but there are enough players saying – or people saying it, Rob – that they don't think he's all in. That they don't think he's committed. And I heard Albert Breer from, you know, NFL Insider on the Herd saying that there's some feeling within the organization. Some people are perturbed with it because they feel like, you know, they didn't like his attitude when he came back. And, you know, they don't feel like he's acting like he's committed. And
see, I'm Adam Kaplan made the greatest point of all. It as poorly as he played, that defense was horrendous. The offensive, there were a lot of issues there, Chris.
They're not Aaron Rodgers.
No,
you know
I get
saying?
That. I
you're
get
right.
That.
But, I mean, none
but
of them
but I'm just
well,
saying, but. like I, it's easy, and I get it because of his offseason, because he didn't
right.
do the offseason. I get it. So he's going to be the guy. But there were a lot of things. That 38-3 wasn't just Aaron Rodgers. That they didn't play well. That defense was awful. But you're right. The spotlight will be on him. And if he throws four touchdowns and has 400 yards against the Lions or whatever it is, then I don't know.
Then it's end of the story.
Right. Is it the end of the story, or is it because it was the Lions? You know what I mean? Like,
well, there will be. I just think it'll come back to normal where. Everything will be back to normal with Aaron Rodgers as far as us, you know, these questions won't be asked anymore. The questions that'll be asked, Rob, are, okay, what are they going to do against San Francisco, which has a really good defense? It's not going to be, oh, Aaron's not all in, he's not committed, so he might not play well. I think it'll just be, you know, can they beat the Niners? And then they got Pittsburgh after that. Can they beat Pittsburgh? You know, so I do think he'll write it this week, write himself. Heck, the doc, just what the doctor ordered is the Lions. That's
No doubt. It's a Monday night game.
Right.
You know, right. It's
Monday night, too. You're right.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to watch it. But I'm not saying, Rob, that I buy into the notion that he's not committed. I'm just saying that it's even out there is, you know, something you don't want. And so I put the pressure on him because if he doesn't play well, then it really ratchets up. And while they're certainly talented enough to bounce back from 0-2, it would be, I think, the Rob, people would be talking about the Packers all week long. What is wrong with Aaron Rodgers?
Well, yeah, if he has another bad game, because I was going to say, I don't know, we could look it up, but I doubt he's ever had two interceptions back-to-back game. Because if you look at his interceptions career-wise,
that's a good
Chris,
question.
Right,
hey, that's a good point.
He might throw four or five interceptions all year. I wonder how many games he's ever had with back to back two interceptions or more in back to back games. Because that's the only way he's going to play poorly if he throws two interceptions. He's got to do
certainly
that.
Certainly not any recently. I mean, Rob, he hasn't thrown double figure interceptions since 2010.
Right, it's been 11
years. He's only
years.
Done it twice in his career. So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
You know
that.
What I mean? Like, it would take an effort, a performance like that, and I just don't expect that to happen. But we'll see.
No, I'm with you. I don't either. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What quarterback, there were a lot of them that struggled in week one or lost, which quarterback has the most pressure facing him entering week two of the NFL season? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What is this, DeBarge?
You damn right.
It is. Good call, Rob.
Yeah. They good had a call. Couple songs, Chris, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about all that Jerry Curl juice and all that, but
oh.
I'm just saying.
Well, I don't know if they were all Jerry Curl. Some of that was their natural hair.
That's
natural,
right.
Natural yeah. curly hair that just happened to be wet.
CB, I could see you with them look. Jerry Curls.
I can't believe Jerry Curl.
I used to put Ultra Sheen in my hair.
Okay,
it would shine,
that.
Man. My hair would glisten. Gold.
Was that what color was the Ultra Sheen? That's all I wanted.
Yo, you know, I had every green, blue, gold, you know what I mean? Yellow. You know, did you use Ultra Sheen?
Yes, we all did. I remember they used to have commercials on Soul Train about Ultra Sheen, right?
It would be like Ultra Sheen.
Because you need to know.
Right. It was like Telly, right, doing the commercials back then.
All right, we're the Odd Couple, our third anniversary. So we getting silly up
bit.
In here. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio Studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, there's one place to go. It's called AutoZone. And it's America's number one battery destination. And the great thing is, they're on just about every corner. I mean, I know exactly where the one is near my house. And then there's another one near my house because they're all over the place. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time that you're having battery trouble, go to AutoZone. Don't waste time. Don't fret. Don't cry. Don't pull out your hair. Don't call your mom, your dad, your spouse. Just go to AutoZone. It's your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. What quarterback has the most pressure on him this weekend?
All right, let's kick it off with Aaron in Virginia. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you, my man. We appreciate it.
I've been listening to you guys. I'm a pizza delivery driver. I've been listening to you guys for about 3 years now. So I've been faithful since day one, every night.
Wow. Man, thank you.
That means a lot, bro. It really does.
Absolutely. But, yeah, I just wanted to say, I think it's got to be Aaron Rodgers because, I mean, if he loses to the Lions, I mean, there's something seriously wrong there. And, I mean, if he loses, everybody's going to be talking about it on the media shows. We're all just going to be talking about Aaron Rodgers. We're not going to be talking about these other quarterbacks. I mean, look at the past week. That's who everybody's been talking about.
All right, so let me ask you this.
It's because he's the best, too, Rob. You know that.
No,
like,
I get
he's
that.
The biggest.
Right. But if Baker and them lose, Chris, to the Texans at home, that's going to be a bigger story about what happened from a year ago.
So, hold on. If both of them lose, you think Cleveland?
No, okay. not both. But yeah. I'm just saying.
No, it'll be a big story if Cleveland loses.
It's a huge story.
But it's bigger if
No, Packers. Aaron Rodgers is the reigning MVP. Everything's going to be bigger. No doubt about it. No doubt. Christian, in Utah, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Christian?
Hey, guys. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
So that last caller is totally wrong. It's not Aaron Rodgers because he's got nothing else to prove. He's out there. It's definitely Dak Prescott. I think that them playing the Chargers, they're on teams with similar trajectories, similar playoff aspirations, and it's finally his chance to prove that he can beat a playoff team. And if he can't, there's going to be just as much talk on the radio shows, you know, First Things First with Skip, Colin, they're all going to be bashing the Cowboys as another stat patter.
Okay.
Well, there's some truth there for sure. Yeah, that's fair. But let me ask you. I want to ask you, Rob, about what you said. You said Aaron Rodgers has nothing else to prove. Sure, first ballot Hall of Famer, all-time great, all that. But don't you think – I wouldn't say needs to get to another Super Bowl, but, you know, he hasn't been to one in a decade.
Sure. I think he would like to get there, but I also understand what he's saying. It's not like Aaron Rodgers is Dan Marino from the standpoint that he never won. You know, like he never won.
Right.
So he did win, and he has a feather under his cap for that. But sure, does he want to get to another one? Absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt that before he's done, and he's still got a few years. He got maybe 4 or 5 years, Chris, if he stays healthy.
He can if he wants it. Yeah,
right. For sure. He can play until he's 37.
Can he play
until
he's 50?
No, he can't.
I hear people doing that now.
Yeah, no. Nelson in San Antonio, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Nelson?
Hey, congratulations, man. Appreciate y'all representing.
Thank you.
Thank you, my man.
The males out there. I think Josh Allen. Yeah, nobody's mentioned him because he'll be 0-2. You know, and that's been the trendy pick to even go to the Super Bowl. And then Miami will be 2-0 in the division. And then they'll be 2 games behind. And he got that bag this summer. So
you know
I just think the pressure's on him.
Nelson, that's a good call by you. No doubt, Chris, right? That's a big game.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. He was second on my list.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, Josh, Dak, and then Baker.
That's a big thinking that the Texans can't win, so that's why.
Right.
But if they were
Baker
to lose.
Baker was pretty good last week. But
if they were to lose, it would be catastrophic, wouldn't it? Or would you think of it that way?
As far as biggest stories, yes. I think, let's say these guys lose. I think the biggest story is Rodgers.
And then I think
Baker's the second biggest.
If they lose, right.
And then probably Allen.
Right.
Dak, you know, I put Dak after that as far as biggest stories. Lamar, I don't think will be a big story if they lose.
No.
Because they're expected to lose.
Yeah. I agree with that. How about Kevin in North Kakalaki, North Carolina? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Kev?
What's going on? Happy third, guys. Happy third.
Thank you,
my man.
3 down. 15 to go. All right.
Did you hear that, Don and Scott?
That's right. All right.
I just wanted to say, I feel like Baker has the biggest pressure coming up this weekend. I mean, I feel like Aaron Rodgers, his legacy is what it is. He can mess around and go 0-2 this weekend. And, you know, other than some talk for the media, is it really that big of a deal?
Well, his legacy's set. That's
right,
what you're
right,
saying.
Right.
His legacy set.
Right. Unless
he,
all
he could add to it, but he
it
can't.
It ain't going
to
be
he
altered
can't make
by,
it
by, right,
oh, yeah,
by
nah,
the Lions.
No, nah, he's not making any issues. But Baker, man, that dude, he still got to get the bag, man.
Yep.
He's still trying to get paid. If he mess around and go 0-2 and, you know, it looks
and
like
Tyrod
last year
Taylor,
been a
right,
and
comes,
the playoff,
to, comes to
yeah,
Cleveland nah, and beats him.
Yeah, no,
nah,
yeah,
it would
he,
be big.
It's,
it would be
yeah,
big.
It's headed downward for him, a downward spiral, man. He might mess around and not find a starting job or something next year, man. So, yeah, it's all on Baker to make sure he gets
I,
the one
I,
and one.
I just can't even imagine it. If they lose this game, I'm going to come in here Monday like dumbfounded if they lose this game. Right?
No, I hear you, Chris. They shouldn't lose, but you know how it is. That's why they play the games every week because it ain't that automatic. I mean, some of those games last week when we struggled, right, was because we looked at the schedule and thought for sure there'd be some. And, like, I couldn't believe Pittsburgh went to Buffalo. I couldn't believe that score.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's been a part of the show from the beginning. He is the man.
That's right.
From the MGM Grand, the director of race and sports, Lamar Mitchell. What's up, brother?
What's up, fellas? What's up? How you guys doing tonight?
We are doing great, and we celebrate with you. This is our third anniversary. We started this show on September 17th, 2018. And Lamar, thanks
on the anniversary.
Yes,
thank you
for being
man.
A big part of our show
yes,
as well,
indeed.
Man. We appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes, indeed.
I love it. I love it. Congratulations. Job well right. done, fellas.
All right, man. Look, I got to start here. The Browns, and I do expect them to pummel the Texans, but 13 points? That's almost unheard of. I mean, it's not unheard of, but you know what I'm saying? Like, how did it get that big?
All Joe money. All Joes.
I believe
all
it.
All Joes. Yeah, I mean, when you look
so
at it.
So the Sharps aren't feeling it like that.
No, sir. When you look at it, it's all Joe money. Money's about 7-1 Joes, but the ticket count, believe it or not, is even. So
see, I believe that.
It's Joe's.
So let me ask you this. Cleveland last year, they didn't blow out anybody. They may
except
have blown, maybe, I think they blew out one team.
Yeah, they blew
so
out the Cowboys.
They did blow out the Cowboys. Okay, so do you think that that's an unwise bet to take the points because, I mean, to bet that they'll cover because that's just, they tend to play down in their competition or do you think coming off that loss, you know, they're supposedly Super Bowl contenders this year, that they're going to come out and really put it on the Texans?
Well, you got to look at it one of two ways. Joes usually don't win. Usually. I'm not saying the Joes don't win all the time. 7-1 on money with the Joes is a really, really big number. And, you know, if I were a betting man, but I'm not a betting man, you got to take the dogs. My three dogs are barking right now. I know it's a dog town, but the dogs are barking. And
I'm with you
points.
On that one.
13 points is a lot of points.
There's a lot of points, and they look good. They came out. They were Tyrod Taylor doesn't turn the ball over. We talk about it all the time. He doesn't give you any easy ones.
No, he doesn't, and that's the thing about it. He's a veteran quarterback that's going to keep his team in the game week in and week out as long as he's healthy.
All right, let me ask you about the Titans. They struggled big time in week one. Where's the money coming in on that Seahawks-Titans game?
Believe it or not, the Sharps laid the Seahawks. So we're
did
up
they?
To, yeah, the Sharps laid the Seahawks. We're up to 6.5 on this. Money and ticket count, 2.5-1 on both sides. So it's looking like the NFC West is looking for a dominating weekend once again in week number two.
All right. Does Vegas put anything into the 28-3 comeback by Brady over the Falcons?
when what, looking from at 5 years
Bucks
ago?
Falcons this week?
TB12, no, we don't put anything into about that 28-3.
You saw his little Instagram post. He's thinking about it.
Yeah, but it was a great game, that game, because the Falcons fans were just so loud that first half, and then you should have heard him in the second half. It was ridiculous.
Don't you remember the owner came down from his booth to be on the sidelines, Arthur Blank?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable comeback by the GOAT TV.
Choke job.
You hear that, Rob?
No.
You hear what he called
I didn't hear what he said. I was talking over him. I didn't hear what
he said. Let me tell you what
you
he said.
No, you don't have to. Hello, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. How does the race in the NFC East shape up after Washington over the Giants? And what was that? Washington was giving up, right, 3.5 points. They were 3.5-point favorites.
Right. You know what's interesting about that game last night was you know, with BetMGM Nevada, we won in the state of Nevada, but because BetMGM is in so many different states, we lost in New Jersey, and that's what we expected because all the Jersey fans bet on the Giants. So it was kind of a good decision, but a bad decision. It was a six-figure loss, but a six-figure win in both ways. So it's really hard to say with the NFC East because no one's really respecting what the NFC East is going to do this year. The Chargers are a big favorite on the at home, and the Eagles are getting points on the road at home tonight or this weekend.
All right, the biggest game of the weekend, of course, is Kansas City and Baltimore. Chiefs are favored by 3.5. What do you make of this game?
Well, if you look at it, this is probably Joes and pros on the same side. And we see this year in and year out. When you get that one team that is a public favorite and the Sharps love them, this is the team, Chiefs. The Sharps laid the 3. We're up to 3.5. Ticket count is 5-1 on the Chiefs. Money is 4-1 on the Chiefs. It's Chiefs all day, all day.
Wow. Okay.
How about the 49ers and Eagles? Those two teams got explosive offenses. What do you make on that game?
You know, that's a funny thing. We were talking about this relating to this game and the Rams game. I know that's a different game. But it's the 49ers, 3.5-1 in the money. The Sharps aren't on this. The public is, you know, really isn't on this that much. But the total, 49.5, they're betting that over. They're betting the ticket count is almost even. It's really close, but money is just a little bit more on the Eagles. Or excuse me, on the 49ers. So it's kind of interesting to see what's going to happen this game if Jalen Hurts can get off this 9-0, 2-0.
One game I'm interested in.
That's a scary game to put money on.
I like New Orleans a lot. And Carolina looked okay last week. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey had a crazy game. Where are you at on this game? I like Jameis. I think he can keep it up. Not 5 touchdowns, but I think he'll keep playing well. Where are you at on this one?
Well, you know, Chris, you'll be right there with the sharp money. So you might know something that the public doesn't know. But sharp money's all over the Saints on this. Ticket count's 3-1. And money's 2-1 on this. We're at 3-120 on the Saints. So you might be in the right side this weekend, Chris.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's usually the case.
So. Kyler Murray, does he have an early lead on the MVP race, or is it too soon to talk about that?
Definitely he has a – well, you know, I'll tell you, if Jameis Winston throws another 5 touchdowns, even though he throws for under 200 yards,
right,
he's definitely in the lead. But Kyler Murray, definitely exciting player. Back in his days as a Texas high school player and back in Oklahoma, he definitely is in the lead there with an MVP. Right now, that game looks like 5-1 ticket counts on the Cardinals And as far as money, 3.5 to 1 on the Cardinals. So, you know, the NFC West is probably one of the toughest divisions in the entire league this year. And
it's the number one division.
Yeah, it's extremely tough. So as long as Kyler Murray can stay healthy, offensive line protects him, he'll be in discussion for the MVP all year long.
How is the situation at quarterback in Chicago affecting how the Sharps view the Bears?
Wow, that's a good question, because nobody really right now, the Sharps aren't respecting that situation. The Red Rifle is not giving any respect. I mean, the Bengals, the money's coming in on the Bengals ticket count. It's funny because I think until they make the change, and I'm not saying they will make the change, but really, the Sharps are laying off the Bears, and they're looking at the Bengals as the team to play here in this spot here.
Wow. Wow. All right. That's our man, our main man, Lamar Mitchell. Great stuff as always, brother. We hope to see you soon.
That's
Rob
right.
Will probably see you sooner than me.
I'm going to be out there, definitely. I'll be in touch and have a great weekend. Appreciate
it. Definitely looking forward to seeing you guys, and looking forward to hooking up with you again, Rob.
Okay.
All right,
no
brother.
Doubt.
Peace. More Odd Couple coming your way. Pigskin Pickoff is next. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple wrapping up a funky flashback Friday and our third year anniversary show. It has been a lot of fun. And we're going to end it on a great note, on a fun note. NFL Pigskin Pickoff now.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right. It's a three-year anniversary special edition of the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Week 2 with the guys. Happy anniversary, guys.
Thanks, Lee. Jump in, fill in for us like seamless. We appreciate you too.
Absolutely.
Oh, back
and Lee, one thing Rob always does, Rob G, in the picks and pickoffs, is he tells us what our pick, you know, how we did last week. So
that's right. Well,
forget that part.
I got you covered on that one. I'd be a little cautious, or maybe a little cautionary tale for the listeners. When you look at the records from last week, you guys, Rob came in 1-4 with Chris 2-3.
That was pitiful. Right?
But hey, it's week 1.
Two and three ain't nearly as bad as 1-4.
But Lee, let me tell you, the last 3 years,
Rob was bragging. He was bragging.
I was 5-0 each week. Our first 3 years of doing this show.
Well, Rob, you one apparently
you ain't no more. You can't say that anymore.
Well, apparently you were hot on the Texans last week, Rob. So that's a good sign there.
Well played, Alex.
That's the only thing that worked.
Did you hear that, Rob?
Yes, I heard that, Janet Jackson.
You know, I didn't get time to edit this yet, Rob, but I have something for you. It's
worst throw in 10 years by Tom Brady.
In 3 years. There you go.
Worst picks by Rob Parker in 2 years.
Oh.
All right.
That'll be fun.
All right, you guys. Well, week 2, we're going to start here with Raiders at the Steelers, both coming off wins in week 1. Steelers are home favorites at -6. Rob, where are you going with this?
Raiders just lost their stud running back, right? He's not playing. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh at home. Raiders got a big win. It was gifted to them. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh in this game at home.
I think Pittsburgh wins, but I'm going to go. There is a part of me saying go with Vegas because it's in Pittsburgh and it's a 1 o'clock game, which is obviously, you know, that's tough on West Coast teams. But I'm gonna roll the dice, and I'm gonna go with Vegas to Vegas and the points. I think Pittsburgh wins, but I'm taking Vegas and the points.
Okay.
All right, we talked about this with Lamar Mitchell. 49ers at the Eagles. Niners a 3-point favorite on the road. Chris, who you got?
I got the Niners. I don't think Philadelphia's as good as they showed, and I think the Niners are legit. Kyle Shanahan did a smart thing, kept them on the East Coast too. So they won't be messed up by the time. So I got the Niners.
Yeah, I like 49ers too. I mean, Philly has to show me again. I'm not so sure how good they are, because I wasn't expecting them to be that as good as they played. And the 49ers put up 41 points against the Lions, I think, in the by the third quarter. They're explosive, and I'm going to take, and they play defense. I'm going to take the 49ers -3.
All right, you guys, Jaguars are staring down 17 straight losses, believe it or not, going back to last season. They're hosting the Broncos, who are 6-point favorites. Rob, who you got here?
I'm going to bet against the Jaguars every week until they win a game. I don't think that they're good at all. I think it's a quarterback who's learning. I think it's a rookie head coach in the NFL. There were a lot of mistakes in their opener. I'm going to go with the Broncos and their defense that they hold down the Jags.
Yeah, I mean, 6 is a lot on the road. I don't care who you're playing, but I am going with the defense of the Broncos to shut down Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer. So I got Denver.
Speaking of a lot of points, Browns are 13-point favorites at home against Texans, who Rob correctly predicted would cover against the Jaguars last week. So, Chris, who do you got? Texans at the Browns. Browns favored 13 points.
All right. Lamar Mitchell almost convinced me. And I know the Sharps are all over the Texans to cover or to get the points. So I'm going with Cleveland, though. I think they're upset. I think they want to show something, and I think they're that good. So I'm going with my boys in the dog pound.
I'm going with the Texans for a second week in a row. I think that they lose this game, but not by 13 points. Tyrod Taylor, I know I talk about it all the time. He's not going to hurt them. He'll keep them in the game, and there won't be any easy scores for the Browns.
All right, game of the week. Chiefs at the Ravens, Sunday Night Football. Chiefs are favored 3.5, where Lamar's been 0-3 versus the Chiefs in his career. Rob, who do you got? Chiefs -3.5.
I mean, this looks like an easy bet, but it wouldn't be 3.5 points, right? Chiefs should beat them. I'm going to go with the upset. I'm going to go with the Ravens. I think the Ravens haven't beaten them.
To win or just to cover?
Just the gut that they need to win. I'm saying that they'll win. I'll take it. If they lose by 3, I'll take the half a point. But I'm going to go with the Ravens.
I'm going with the Chiefs. I don't think that Baltimore defense is nearly as good as it has been in the past, 3 years when they've lost to him, not been able to shut down Mahomes. So I see a big game for Patrick and 0-2 for the Ravens. All right, that is the Pigskin Pickoff, and we are the Odd Couple signing off. Thank you for celebrating our anniversary with us. Have a great weekend. Peace!